This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
AFC Championship game coming up on Sunday. Patriots hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. He is the fullback who had a 14-yard touchdown catch for Jacksonville in their victory over the Steelers. Tommy Bohannon joining us here on PTO. Tommy, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the time and congrats on the season so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, so tell me a bit about what this year has been like for you, for a guy who was out of football last year, who is a North Florida guy who's playing for the North Florida football team in the Jacksonville Jaguars. How much fun has this been for you?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, like you said, coming from a year without football to now being in the AFC Championship, it's really just a blessing. I mean, there's nothing more I could say. It's just something that I would have never expected this time last year.
How did you keep yourself ready during your year away from football, and how did you keep the dream alive that eventually the phone would ring and a team would come calling again?
You know, I have a great support system at home. I have my wife, my parents, her parents, pretty much everybody back there is a big, big support group. But, you know, I would just I had to keep the faith any way possible. I would get up. I would about 6 a.m. and work out. Then I would go work with my dad, his concrete company, back home. And then at night I would lift and everything. So I did everything I could to stay ready and make sure that I was going to be ready if some team called. I think the veteran combine was something that helped me out a lot, because I went out there in Arizona and performed really well. And then luckily the Jaguars gave me a call, and I came out and worked out for them, and they gave me a contract, and the rest is history.
You play a very unique position in today's NFL, and James Devlin with the Patriots, you know, the team you guys will play this coming weekend, has utilized a fullback. Do you see your position becoming more in vogue, even though it's wide open offenses? You guys, as fullbacks who can catch the football, are becoming more of a weapon now, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, if you look at it in the past however many years, I mean, pretty much every team that's in this Final Four has had a fullback. And I think that has to do a lot with the way that you can control the ball and control the clock with a fullback and a great running game. So if you really look back at it, I mean, every winning team that has been at this point of the season has pretty much had a fullback. And I think that teams see that, and they want to replicate that run game and that ball control offense. So I think the fullback's definitely coming back.
Talking to Jaguars fullback Tommy Bohannon here on PTO. And Tommy, take us pregame with Doug Marrone, because going into the Patriots game, we saw video of the old Super Bowl where there was Bill Belichick going through all the pregame, you know, announcements about the Eagles for their Super Bowl championship, and we saw the Steelers talking so much about they were going to play the Patriots, they were overlooking you guys. Did the coaching staff utilize that for either bulletin board material or motivation for you guys going into the game against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, we saw it as disrespectful. I mean, we went up there week five and we beat them pretty handily. So for them to just kind of overlook us like that, I mean, we didn't really need a lot of fuel to the fire, but that added that much more. And for them to just overlook us like that after getting beat the way that we beat them the first time, we didn't really understand it, but we knew that we had to go out there and put on a good show and do everything we could to win that game as well.
What was your sideline like when you guys were up 21-0? Because the entire country was kind of open-jawed and slack-mouthed going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. What were you guys saying when you were up 21-0 in that game?
You know, it wasn't anything that we didn't expect. I mean, we expected to go in there and be able to move the ball and score points. And we knew our defense was going to stop them, because, I mean, our defense has stopped pretty much everybody that's we've played against all year. I mean, we have the number one defense in the league right now. So, I mean, to have that defense and to be able to move the ball like that, we were very excited.
Your 14-yard touchdown catch, let's talk about that play a little bit. And were you surprised at how wide open you were?
You know, the way that we run the ball, and out of that 22 personnel that we were in, we primarily run the ball. So we kind of knew what coverage they were going to be in, and if I could get that Mike linebacker to step up even a little bit, I was going to be wide open over the middle. So just to be able to have that run game behind me and to be able to sell that run fake as much as we did, that kind of opened us up and helped us out.
All right, Tommy, you talked about the talk from the Steelers overlooking you guys a little bit. Tom Brady is doing the opposite. He's giving you guys a lot of respect, the Patriot quarterback. But your teammate, Telvin Smith, last night on Twitter was saying it's the oldest trick in the book and that he really knows what the Patriots are saying about you guys. So are your teammates trying to look for motivation because the Steelers gave it to you, but it sounds like the Patriots are not going to give you that bulletin board material?
I mean, let's be honest. It's the AFC Championship game. I don't think we need much more motivation than that. I mean, we're playing for a championship here. So, I mean, we're very motivated. So we don't need the other team to say much or anything like that to be motivated or find a reason to want to win this game. We know what's at stake. We want to win this game because there's a championship at stake. So, I mean, yeah, they're not going to say much, but that's the way that they've been. I mean, coming from the AFC East with the Jets, I mean, I've played them multiple times, and that's how they are. They're not going to say much, but they're going to go out there. They're going to do their job and be assignment perfect, which Coach Belichick is someone that kind of preaches that. So they're going to make us beat them. They're not going to beat themselves.
I was going to ask you about your time with the Jets because Doug Marone, your coach yesterday, said that Foxborough is the most difficult place to play just given the record the Patriots have. That's why it's so tough to play up there. What are some of your memories, and can you help your teammates talk to them a bit about playing up there? Because mostly your young roster, Pats haven't played the Jaguars since 2015. Most of those guys haven't played in Gillette.
You know, like you said, I mean, they have a great record at their stadium, and it speaks for itself. I mean, they've been a great team for so long now, and with Tom Brady and Coach Belichick, I mean, they put up great numbers and they win games. So, I mean, it's definitely a tough place to play and it's a tough team to play. So we're going to have to do everything we can to make sure that we get our assignments right. We play perfect so that we can beat this team, because that's pretty much how you beat this team, is if you play assignment perfect. And, I mean, our team, we did go up there in the preseason and play them then. So a lot of our young guys played then because, I mean, it was the first game, so a lot of the starters didn't play, but now a lot of the guys that were the second and third string are playing now, so I think that gave them a good experience as well.
Tommy, I know it's your first year in Jacksonville, but Allen Robinson appeared on this show almost a year ago now, and his talents are – he's an amazing wide receiver. You guys lose him really early in the year. How are you guys able to replace or at least replicate the production for the offense without your best wide receiver weapon?
You know, we really did it as a committee, and, I mean, the young guys have stepped up a lot here in the last two or three months of the season, and that's really what we've done, is kind of did the wide receiver by committee. And we still have great receivers. We have Allen Hurns, we have Marquise Lee, and we have Keelan Cole that stepped up a lot, Dede Westbrook. We really just have been doing it as a committee, and those young guys have made plays throughout the year, especially here recently, and that's something that's been big for us.
Two more questions before I let you go, and I'm going to have to ask you about Fournette and then your quarterback, Blake Bortles. Leonard Fournette, just an unbelievable player coming into the league out of LSU. When you first saw him, were you impressed with his size? And then when you saw him run, were you impressed with his athleticism?
You know, honestly, I didn't really know how fast he was until that Week 5 game when we played the Steelers and he broke that 90-yard run and he pulled away from everybody on the field. So, I mean, to be that big and that fast and be able to jump as far as he can and everything, he's really an impressive athlete, and he's done everything we've asked him to do. So he's definitely an impressive player.
How is he health-wise?
Oh, he's ready to go. I mean, he's not going to let anything stop him.
And then finally, Blake Bortles, your quarterback. A lot of people have questioned him. He's got you guys to the AFC Championship game. How much confidence do you guys have in your quarterback that he can win this game in Foxborough?
Blake's been our leader on offense all year, and that's something that's not going to change. I mean, he's really played well here recently, and that's something that we've grown great confidence in, is that he's going to be able to right the ship and be able to make plays when we need him with his arm and with his legs. So we're very excited to have him at the helm.
Tommy, thank you for the time today. I really appreciate it. Best of luck coming up on Sunday in Foxborough.
Thank you, guys.
That is Tommy Bohannon, Jaguars fullback, joining us here on Pushing the Odds as Jacksonville goes into the game plus nine, 9-point underdogs. And look, I don't knock the Jaguar players for trying to find some motivation, right? Jalen Smith gave the Patriots their bulleted board material. So there's a huge opportunity there for Jalen Ramsey, a huge opportunity for the Patriots to say there is their best defensive player on the mic guaranteeing a Super Bowl win, which is what Ramsey does, okay? I mean, he's a loud, very boisterous, very, very confident player. I mean, top two or three player at his position, right? So I get why he's talking like that, but that's not really what you want. If you ask Tom Coughlin, do you like the fact this has happened? Do you like the fact that one of your players, one of your leaders is on a microphone, you know, on video proclaiming, here we go with a champion, you know, we're going to win it all? No, he would not appreciate that. Doug Marrone would not appreciate that. So they have to find some type of, you know, balancing act. And that is, Tom Brady's going to say all these nice things, but no. I know what he really is saying. Talvin Smith saying, it's the oldest trick in the book. I know what really gets said in the locker room. I know what the Patriots really think about us. I don't know if that's true, to be honest. If you want to talk about blueprints for beating Tom Brady, Jacksonville's got it. They run the ball. They have a great offensive line. They'll control both lines of scrimmage. They get after the quarterback. They're going to move Brady off of his spots, and they've got athletic guys in the back end. That's a big recipe. The big difference, in my opinion, the big X factor is James White and the Rex Burkhead potentially playing storyline, which is big, and the Deion Lewis opportunities. Because I don't see anybody on that roster, on that defense, that can cover. I mean, heck, who really can? The Patriots running backs are going to be the difference. And I think that Gronkowski's got a big game. And if you put Jalen Ramsey on Gronkowski, if you're going to shadow him over the middle, that's a mismatch. It's not where he plays. As I said yesterday, Jacksonville's defense is built to stop the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jacksonville's defense is not built to stop the Patriots. That's a problem. It's a big problem. I don't think the Patriots covered that line, by the way. I think it's a 7-point win for the Patriots. +9, I would take the Jags. Let's talk NFC Championship with former Vikings fullback Jim Kleinschosser. We had a little current day fullback. Let's talk a little throwback football with a fullback next.